Did you guys see that the Mama June has a new TV show about
From not to hot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, she's
very
still,
disappointing.
Still not hot.
No, not even close.
They should call it like from like really, really, really gigantic to not as gigantic, but still pretty not fuckable. Probably a long title.
Still pretty gross.
Yeah.
They should call it A Manatee's Journey.
They should call the show Still Pretty Gross. Still Pretty Gross with Mama June.
It's funny because Amy, when the Honey Boo Boo was on, Amy would watch it and I would get sucked into it because it was a fucking train wreck. So I would watch like 5-10 minutes at a time and be like, what is this shit? And when it went off the air, I just kind of forgot about it. And then I saw all this bullshit about From Not to Hot with Mama June. I'm like, and they were making it so secretive. Like they wouldn't show pictures of her until the show premiered. And even after the first episode, they still wouldn't. They were just teasing it. And then finally, after like the second episode, they like put pictures out online. And I was like, oh, this is what I was waiting for.
Now, Travis, when you're on like one of those train wreck shows, you know, yeah. You're on a train wreck show, right?
Oh, of course you do. You have to.
I mean, you know, well, that the reason that people are filming you is because you're a garbage person, right?
Like the swamp people.
Yeah. I mean, like they know that they're not on this show because like people, you know, want them to live normal lives.
Right.
Probably not Honey Boo Boo so much just because she was on that. What was that? That Toddlers and Tiaras or Dance Moms or some shit.
She was on something. Yeah. Where she was, yeah, like she was
also a shit show, by the way. So.
Of course it is. It's just a bunch of assholes. But like.
Now, so they know that they're assholes, too, right? To my point. Is what I'm saying is, like, if you know that you're being filmed because you're a shithead, like, do you play up being a shithead?
Absolutely. 1,000%.
Once you finally realize, if you don't realize it at first, if somebody finally tells you, hey, the reason people are watching this is so they can talk shit about you, your show and your life is a complete train wreck, I guarantee you they amp it up for the cameras.
But I mean, like, you know, the Jersey Shore, like, I mean, like, there can't be a week of the Jersey Shore where they don't do anything fucking stupid. It can't be like, oh, let's binge the new season of Iron Fist, you know, because there isn't any show there. So they have to go out into the world and create hijinks and get in bar fights and be garbage.
Guaranteed. It's just like the transition from Laguna Beach into the hills. It did get exponentially worse where they were like getting real bitchy then when, on that second show that lasted for, I don't know, 3-4 seasons. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know either of those shows.
I kind of feel like we've gotten away a little bit from the reality television. There isn't as much. It seemed like there was a reality television boom.
My guilty pleasure is getting ready to come back soon. So
there's a lot of competition shows, which is fun. I mean, like, you know, they all compete to make the best cupcake or to cook the best or to find a gold.
It hasn't died down on a couple of
from the authorities.
There are a couple of networks that it will never, like TLC is exclusively reality shows, like 24/7, and there's all sorts of them. And MTV still has quite a few of them as well. They're still trying to milk the Teen Mom.
Is TLC the show with the mentally challenged people?
Probably.
You know which one I liked is, I liked the one where they were on a bus and like one person got to like pick a date. And then once they said something stupid, then they canceled that person out, and then another person came off the bus and continued the date.
That was like that was a syndicated one, like Cheaters. Wasn't that the Fifth Wheel?
No, it was like Next. There was one person that was on a date, and then there was like five people on a bus that followed the date around. And then when you thought the date was going shitty, you said Next.
You swap up.
And then that guy was eliminated, and then the next person comes out.
So it's like tag team wrestling that you just swap out.
Yeah, that's what I like. I like the dating programs.
What is Drunk's guilty pleasure? He just said his guilty pleasure is coming back soon. What's your guilty pleasure?
He likes Big Brother. Drunk's a Big Brother fan.
Do you watch Big Brother After Dark and get online and watch the hidden cameras and shit?
I do watch the After Dark. I do not subscribe to the online.
Oh, you have to pay for that?
Yeah.
Maybe Drunk could give us like weekly Big Brother updates.
At one point, I was maybe thinking of applying for the show.
You were going to be a Big Brother?
But now I think I'm probably.
Oh, my God, Travis.
That would have been amazing.
How great would that have been for us if Drunk was on Big Brother?
Were they underneath his name?
I would wear my WFOD t-shirt every day, for sure.
I was going to say, well, but they would have put it under your name. So when they introduce you and, like, you guys are sitting on the couches,
Drunk,
they would
have said, podcaster.
Podcast, WFOD show.
Welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program. I am Mike. I'm joined, of course, by my co-host Drunkard STL on the Twitters.
Whoop, whoop.
And via Skype, both Mr. Mike Napier.
So,
and Mr. Travis Hulse.
You have to drink again.
Big week.
He's a little late on that, wasn't he?
He was a little late.
Phone number to contact show 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype.
Leave us a voicemail.
Yeah, leave us a voicemail.
Yeah, we haven't got to play that drop in a while.
You know what I want to hear?
Fun drop.
I want to hear, what does WFOD mean to you? You call 636-487-HAND, you leave us a message, you let us know. What does WFOD mean to you?
Or send us a greeting card.
I feel
with
like
the,
yeah,
you know, the same
sentiment. It means a lot to you.
And Travis, you know, past guest Asterios Kokonos, he started a new...
Oh, I was a big fan of him.
He started a new podcast. It's actually kind of an interesting idea. If you give him $5 on Patreon, he will do a 5-minute podcast specifically for you about whatever you want. Like, you pick a topic that you want to hear Asterios Kokonos talk about for 5 minutes, and he will do a podcast and send it to you. But he also does public 5-minute podcasts that he releases to the public. It's kind of a fun idea, I thought. I thought we could extend that offer to anybody. Anybody wants to send us $5, we'll do a podcast for 5 minutes about whatever you want. Send it specifically to you. It seems like a good idea.
Absolutely.
I would think that the reason, most of the time, the reason that people want podcasters to say their name is because they want to hear it knowing that other people are also going to hear it. So a private podcast.
No, I mean, if you want to send us $5... I will do a 5-minute podcast about whatever you want. And it'll be exactly 5 minutes. And Napier will say your name. Right, Napier?
Okay. I'll mispronounce it. But
even if we're in the middle of something really intriguing and fun, as soon as that 5 minutes is over.
Oh, it's over.
It's over. Unless right. you give us $10, and then, you know, we could extend it a little bit.
Right.
What about the podcast about what I want?
What podcast do you want to do a podcast about?
Oh, that seems like a lot of work.
is there a topic you want to get into?
I'll let you keep doing the work on that one.
Is there a topic that you feel like we've neglected, Drunk?
No, you do a good job.
Drunk, please.
No,
that'd be a special episode if we did something completely drunk-centric.
Genuinely, seriously, I think you do an excellent job.
Thanks, Drunk.
Of creating what we talk about every week.
But, I mean, if there's something that you feel like we're neglecting,
no,
please don't hold on.
I will text you during the week if I feel like I want to talk about
it. I've never gotten a text from you.
If he really does want to, he would text you.
Just so you know, Travis, if one day that happens, I'll hear about it.
In 300 episodes, he's never wanted to talk about anything.
No, he wanted to talk about that broad he smashed on the concrete.
Oh, God, that's one of my favorite stories ever. Drunk, you remember the?
Yeah, I do. Maybe
the story
you should, like replay this.
We like
this week.
We pulled it out
like
of you.
A, like a best of.
I don't know. I was on the old Yahoo Messenger. Met this bitch in the chat room. Chatted her up. Went to
what did you guys
City.
Talk about? You talked about your lives.
Sure. I don't know.
And how did you arrange the meeting? You were like, hey, babe, we should meet up sometime.
Yeah, I think she was the one that. I don't remember. It was a long time ago. But yeah,
so then you met.
Yeah, she was kind of emo.
Emo? She kind of dressed in goth?
No, I didn't know. Hell no. That's not me.
No, is that what was she wearing?
I don't know, jeans and a t-shirt.
And you pick her up at her house?
Yeah.
And did you guys go on like a date? You took her somewhere?
No, just pretty much started smashing right there.
So you knocked on her door?
No, she was outside waiting for me by the mailbox.
She was out waiting by the mailbox?
So you smashed her by her mailbox.
Did she invite you inside?
No.
We're a parent's home?
Yes.
Where did you go?
Just right down the street to some abandoned house.
You fucked her in an abandoned house? See, this is an interesting story.
Right, exactly. I was going to say, it's a better story.
You fucking just brought in an abandoned house.
Well, it's a, I won't say abandoned, it's a unbuilt house, a project, if you will.
Oh, okay, so they're still building the house.
Yes.
So this was a fairly new neighborhood.
Yes.
So I guess her parents had a lot of money?
Yeah, I guess. I think they own some restaurant or something.
Okay, so you take her to this house that they're building.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you go? You go behind the house?
No, just
inside the house.
In where the garage area is going to be.
Okay.
So this guy, hold on. So this guy
has built himself a nice little family-owned business, and he's working hard, living the American dream. He's raising a beautiful, respectable daughter, and she's out getting fucked by strangers on the internet. Take her outside her house on the mailbox and take her to the lovely. Half-built house down the fucking...
So was this all pre-planned? Did she say, okay, you're going to pick me up at the mailbox, we're going to go to this abandoned house and we're going to fuck? Or did you have a conversation with her? Like, no, hey, where should we go?
It was pretty well known that we were going to fuck that night, for sure.
But not where?
Right.
Did she have the plan?
Nope, it was right.
Or she was like, hey, look.
She's at the beginning of the court, we went to the end of the court.
Guy number 32. We go down to this house on the right, and we get this done. I've done this before.
So when you painted the garage with your love, did you, like, clean it up at all, or did you just leave a puddle for the new homeowners?
Yeah.
So were you visible to passerbys?
No. It was in the end of a cul-de-sac.
So, I mean, the garage was kind of built to a point where you had cover.
Well, there's no other houses down there yet. They're all being built.
So if I pull into the driveway of this house...
Definitely. Okay.
That's what I. So you go into this garage, and you say, "Okay, this looks like a good spot."
Yep.
And then you just drop your pants.
No. Well, I mean, no. We were making out before we even hit the garage. So.
Were you making out standing up or sitting down?
Standing up.
You were standing up.
Yeah.
Okay, and so you start removing clothing in the abandoned garage.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, like, do you lay on your back, or does she get on her back, or do you fuck her standing up?
We did it multiple times, so.
So you hung out in the garage for a period of time?
Yes.
What did you do in between sex?
Smoke cigarettes.
And did you catch up? Did you talk about things?
Did chat anybody cool online?
So when you rode,
did she have later appointments, or were you her only one for the evening?
No, pretty much was there from like 10 p.m. to like 4 a.m.
Just fucking in the garage.
Yep.
So I gotta know.
And so then you took her home, or did she walk home?
I went home, and then I went to Lake the Ozarks the next day.
Did she walk home, or did you drive her home like a gentleman?
Oh, I walked her home.
Napier. I mean, that could be, like, one of our favorite things. Is there something that stands out to you as, like, one of the best things we've done? Like, what's one of your favorite things we've done?
Oh, Lord.
Thing that came to mind?
Trying to get drunk to fuck that retarded-looking broad.
Speaking of that, was that you that sent me that earlier this week about how... my lady's calling with the sensual picture.
Oh, yeah, she still dresses up for her man.
Yeah.
She posted that on Twitter. You missed out, buddy.
I did.
You missed out. Travis, is there something that comes to mind as your favorite thing we've done?
As soon as you said that to Napier, it immediately came to me that the most fun I've ever had and talking and laughing and tears just rolling down my face and my chest hurting from laughing was that Ghostbusters fanfiction we kind of did, where Wolverine fucked.
It was like, no, Wolverine, Travis. It was Ghostbuster Steve.
Yeah, Ghostbusters Steve like filled the room with shit, so everybody died.
Everybody died choking on Ghostbuster Steve's shit.
Janet was at her desk nude filing her nails. Then this strange woman came in. She had on '80s clothes. Short skirt, tube top. Janet noticed that the woman had particularly large breasts, probably D cups. The woman started to undress in the lobby. Janet was mesmerized by this stranger's beauty. Janet was, in fact, a lesbian. She now craved this woman. Janet, however, knew that she should stop this. When the woman was down to just her panties, Janet got up. However, the woman pushed her down. The woman lifted Janet's legs and started to lap at her pussy. It was the best cunnilingus the woman had performed all day.
First of all, a woman just walks into your office and then starts licking up your
snoots. She was wearing 80s clothes.
And then had the balls to laugh at her vagina.
The best is, it was the best cunnilingus the woman had performed all day. How would Janet know that that was the best cunnilingus that woman had done that day?
She's a big follower of her work.
That's why she didn't stop her. Janet let out a moan. Her pussy hadn't gotten this much attention in years. Then the Ghostbuster Steve walked in.
Ghostbuster Steve?
Steve was the Ghostbusters accountant. What they didn't know, however, was that Steve was actually named Logan. He preferred Wolverine, however. He pulled out his cock, moaned, and started stroking.
Are you shitting me, Travis? Is this a real thing?
The so woman Wolverine paid no... is an accountant.
Yeah, accountant Steve, Ghostbuster Steve.
Maybe he's not the actual Wolverine. He's just some choking.
Oh my god.
I ain't afraid of no ghost, bub.
I'm Ghostbuster Steve, the Ghostbusters accountant. Schnicked. Oh god.
Oh.
Then the woman got up, walked over, and crouched over Janet's head and concentrated. After a few moments, a few pieces of shit started to fall on Janet's head. She didn't know what to do.
Is this real?
And this Ghostbuster Steve's still jerking off in the corner. Holy fuck.
Why is she getting dukes on her?
It's I don't know. The lady just was licking her twat. Now she decided to shit on her head.
I'm gonna believe this dumb whore's gonna let me eat her out. Oh, randomly God. At her place of business. She wants to let me shit on her.
She didn't know what to do. This was a new one for her. She had never even heard of people eating shit before. She opens her mouth to say something, but a piece fell into her mouth. As it turns out, it didn't taste bad, per se. To be honest, it tasted like Pizza Hut. But Janet had gone to medical school. She knew the diseases you could get, so she screwed up.
It tasted like Pizza Hut. What does Ghostbuster Steve think about all this?
But the woman looked so sad, and she, Janet, couldn't stand it. She ate all of this shit, then kissed the woman. The woman tasted, has she done this before today? Maybe Janet just had an aftertaste. But the woman tasted like crap as well, but different shit. Then Steve came over and said he was going to fuck my ass.
Oh. For a penny and for a pound.
Well, I just saw you shit on a lady, and I'm really hot.
I'm gonna fuck your ass.
I'll do the taxes later.
God. Ghostbuster Steve's just been jerking off in the corner, but really he's Logan, who also liked to go by Wolverine. These ladies are shitting and eating shit. And then Steve comes over and said he was going to fuck my ass. Oh my God, Ghostbuster Steve.
Doesn't a Transformer come into this at some point?
I'm fucking crying. Holy shit. Well, I think it's...
Yeah.
Oh my God. I think...
apparently you've cleared things out, made room for this dick.
Time to plug it up.
Oh, looks like you sprung a leak.
We went to a hotel where Slimer was still raping Sam from Transformers, but now we're going back to Ghostbusters HQ. Steve had started fucking her ass. It helped that the woman was now fucking her pussy with a strap-on she had gotten from her car. She had also revealed her name. Jean Grey, she had said. Her and the woman kissed, then Steve came. He howled, then he grew metal claws. He stabbed her. Then Jean put her hand to her head. They were then floating.
Who did he stab?
Her.
Who's her?
Shit, I would imagine.
Jean Grey?
No, Janet.
Oh, you know, Janet.
Secretary. He howled, then he grew metal claws, he stabbed her, then Jean put her hand to her head. They were floating. Logan then started to shit. I mean, Ghostbuster Steve. Oh my God, this is so fucking all over the place. Oh, Steve had been shitting for minutes on end. His asshole burned. He didn't know how this was possible. The entire room had been filled with shit. Anymore, and they would suffocate. They would die. None of them wanted to die. He was shitting. He was shitting so much that the whole lobby of the Ghostbusters HQ was filling with shit. And then we go back to the hotel where Slimer was just a cock-fucking Sam Witwicky. No, back to HQ, Logan had filled the whole fire station with shit. All three had died from suffocation. No one ever found their bodies.
They just abandoned them, and they just said, we're not going in there anymore. It's full of shit.
Bad day for Janet.
Yeah, Janet.
She's getting world-class pussy eaten.
Yeah.
And then she's eating some shit.
Then Jean Grey shit in her mouth, and then she was like, dude, I don't know if this is okay. And then she suffocated on Wolverine shit.
After he fucked her in the ass and stabbed her.
Sounds like the author isn't a big fan of Janet.
Oh, Mondays. I fucking cry in here. This is, oh my God.
Oh, wow.
I'm really happy to have found this and been able to read a little bit of it. Oh my God.
That's pretty amazing.
Oh, shit.
My chest hurts.
Yeah. Oh, I got dried tears all over my face. Just thinking about it now makes me legitimately laugh very hard. That will pop into my head randomly, and I never I don't know what the trigger is for it, but anytime Ghostbuster Steve pops into my head, I fondly remember that day that we recorded that. That was amazing.
Oh, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle one is mine. Every time I hear like a commercial where they go, oh, shell, I can't stop crying.
But come on, she was wearing 80s clothes.
The thing that I was thinking about earlier when I was thinking about like what I would say if somebody asked what Ghostbuster Steve was up there, because we were all crying. We were all laughing so goddamn hard at Ghostbuster fucking Steve. But the thing that came to mind was that, and when we had the dolphin co-host, what was the dolphin's name? Sniffles the Dolphin? Sniffles, yes. The Dolphin. Yeah, Sniffles the Dolphin. He sat in for an episode. M. Flames with his celebrity dicks.
I enjoyed that. Was when I was still just a listener, and that episode specifically was the one that made me want to be on this show. Was M. Flames. I loved that so much, and Napier shit on that bit the entire show, and you kept it going, and I was like, yes, man, keep that fucking thing going, because M Flames was amazing.
I think M Flames only made it to the break. I don't think M Flames made it the whole episode.
No, you poo-pooed out because nobody was into it.
Oh, okay, let's check out John Bon Jovi.
What's going on down under the belt of John Bon Jovi?
Apparently, back in the day, John was a huge slut, but he's chilled out a little.
Aw, word.
John has an average-sized cock, and, like a lot of guys, prefers to receive oral rather than give it.
Me too.
He has good rhythm, though, and will even wear two condoms if you ask him to. Dude's polite.
Damn. That's a good boy, I guess.
I don't know if I could do that.
Right?
That's not something that I do in my life.
You don't wear two?
I don't double bag it.
Why would you ever need to wear two? Isn't one like 98% effective or some shit?
Well, do you also include your balls in the condom? Because I like to get my balls tucked into the condom sleeve.
Oh.
You know, just so you don't get no nasty rashes on your testicles.
Man, you watched the fucking Oscars last night.
Nope.
Fucking Pharrell, man. He wore this silly ass hat.
Dude, what kind of hat?
Wearing a crazy ass fucking hat. It was his big old crazy hat. And you know what he did after that?
What's that?
He fucking sold that shit on eBay.
Who won?
Fucking Arby's bought that shit.
Did it look like a roast beef sandwich?
No, man. It kind of looked like their logo, though. It was like a big old Mountie hat. You know what I'm saying? Like it was tall.
I have a feeling that anybody that sat behind him was probably pissed off.
Yeah, probably. I wonder if he took it off when he was in the stands and he just wore it down the carpet. Fucking Arby's bought that hat for $44,000. What the fuck are they going to do with it now?
Take it on tour.
Arby's?
Yeah.
Arby's don't go, oh, you mean like put it in all their restaurants? Be like, come look at Pharrell's hat?
Yeah, like, you know, a nationwide tour.
Man, that dude's crazy selling his hat.
Well, he sold it to Arby's. I mean, most of the time you got to give Arby's money.
Shoot. What about this motherfucking Chris Brown?
What about Chris Brown? You dig?
Fucking Chris Brown's all talking about how he's bipolar and shit.
Is his hand bipolar? His hand seems to keep doing the same fucking thing.
Fucking Chris Brown be all, yo, you can't blame me for shit. I got a disease. It's like them motherfuckers talking about their motherfucking sex addictions. And we all got fucking sex addictions.
Well, maybe some people like sex more than others.
Yeah, I got an addiction.
When you look at my fat frame, I bet you think I like French fries more than most people. When you look at some people, like, man, that dude loves to fuck.
This motherfucker takes a 20-day anger management course. He stayed an extra 5 days.
Yeah?
He started that shit over a second time. He'd be like, hey, I wasn't paying attention the first 5 days. Punk ass.
Well, maybe that was his north day. Like, he was north for a month and then had to go take it on his south month.
Right. Damn. You want to talk about another one of these celebrity dicks?
Let's go to, No.
Oh, shit.
Go to number 18. There we go.
No, that ain't it. Man, you wrote down the wrong number and shit.
You wrote down the numbers. Let's go to 25.
Damn, man.
I don't know where you're going. But you should go to number 25. No, you're on the two list. You got to go on the A list.
There it is.
What?
25.
Dexter Holland of The Offspring.
Shit, what's he packing?
Dexter is hung like a horse and is kind of kinky in bed.
Kinky?
Loves to eat pussy and can fuck like a madman. Missionary position bores him. And he will have you flapping like a pancake. Somebody you'll have fun with. Good on him.
Good on him. That motherfucker. Word. Fucking Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis got engaged.
I don't care.
I mean, that show was garbage, Travis, but it was the good kind of garbage. Sometimes the garbage is good.
Yeah, I loved it. I thought it was great. I thought the drops were amazing. The little music bits and everything. The M Flames character needs to make a comeback.
Do you think we need to do M Flames again?
I mean, it's as close to Morning Zoo as you can get. It's like late night R&B, late night rap, late night top 40. Yeah, man, I loved it.
I feel like we went through a period like around the time you started, where like we were more focused on like being silly, you know, like, you know, we were silly, and you know, I guess we kind of teeter around to where, like, you know, we air grievances a lot and we bitch about stuff.
Everybody thought I hated Travis when Travis
and then like we rebel against being silly. Or we rebel against being negative and, like, you know, try to be silly again, and then it kind of, you know, goes back into... I think the show is bipolar.
I think we need a good beef again. Remember when we were beefing with that dude that obviously had diabetes?
Yeah, the beef guy.
I'm Wilford Brimley.
See, but I don't want to seek out beef. Napier,
beef. No, that was genuine beef.
That was very organic.
Beef happens naturally. Hated you. But I like having fun with my pals. You see, everything that we just listed was us being silly. You know, silly gooses, oh, Napier. I like
when
being
you took
silly.
Over that dude's show with all your buddies, and Frank said it was fine because he didn't like him either.
Right. we jumped on his time slot. Because that was ages ago, Napier. That was when we were young and rambunctious.
You have to think, you're talking about being silly. I think there's a lot of things that actually, like, for me anyway, they became a part of my life from this show. And I think Ghostbuster Steve obviously is one of them.
Did Ghostbuster Steve ruin Ghostbusters for you?
Oh, absolutely not.
Think about Ghostbuster Steve.
I always do think about Ghostbuster Steve, though, but there are a lot of things that actually have become a part of my life, and some things have actually become like kind of pinnacles when you actually kind of, you know, point it out. Like having Todd Glass on and chatting with Todd Glass on the phone and then getting him for the show and that, I mean, it was an entire episode of Todd Glass for the most part, and having that conversation with him and having him be so generous with his time. I mean, he stuck around for a long time and he had a party to go to, but he's like, oh no, they texted, they're going to be a little bit late, so I got more time. I mean, chatting with him for that long was really cool.
I was a fan of him before, but like as cool as he was with us.
All right, guys.
Todd, thanks a lot, man. Thanks for doing this.
Todd Glass situation available in paperback now, I believe.
Yes, and could you do me a favor? I want you to edit out the part when we talked about God. Also edit out the part about the fist bump.
Can we
take away the part about when I talked about my significant other? Also, take away the part when we talked about everything else is fine.
Yeah, let's get rid of the Garth Brooks thing so you can do a follow-up.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You can do a follow-up on your show then, too.
Yes, thank you. But you can leave in the part where we talked about playing phone tag in the beginning.
Perfect. Yeah, and the book title, Snafu. Yeah, take that out too.
Yeah, we can't talk about the publisher for sure.
Right.
Yeah, I don't want to make fun of him. So all right, I hope enough there.
I hope everybody enjoyed our 1.5 minute interview with Todd.
We said hi and thank you.
All right, guys. Well, good talking to you, and have a nice day.
Thanks, Todd.
Go fuck yourself. Thanks a lot.
It is kind of like a weird thing when you see people that like we've had on the show in things, you know, it's kind of like a, you know, like Paul Scheer pops up and shit all the time.
Oh yeah.
And
like, hey,
every,
we talked to that
every
guy.
Time he's in, it's like, hey, we've talked to that guy.
Yeah. Or Adam Conover, every time his show pops up back for a new season, it's
did
like,
I miss
that
Adam Conover episode?
You didn't even know we had him on the show, Drew?
Nah, that must have been when I was on sabbatical.
It was actually.
We tend to get better guests when Drunk isn't here.
That does seem pretty accurate. He's usually not around for the really good ones.
I do watch that show, and that show was good.
Right.
And it was on, I think it was on break from his, it might have been break for his first season, like right before the second season was starting.
No, I think that we had him on before his show premiered, actually.
Yeah, it was like the middle of the first season or something, because he did. Yeah, because he did talk about a couple of the
because I emailed him to say, hey, do you want to come on to promote the premiere of your show? Because I liked a lot of his YouTube stuff, and we watched the premiere episode after we had talked to him. So I think we had him on before his show was even on.
That's a good possibility. I do remember seeing the show that he talked about with Summer Vacation for Schools. That did pop up after we talked to him, I know, because he did bring it up on the show. And I told the wife, I'm like, oh, I knew about this before we're watching it.
You know? Right. And, you know, it's a fun thing that we do. I'm glad that we do it.
I'm shocked who we've gotten on here, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it does kind of seep into like our lives, and it's kind of like a part of it, you know. Because I'm regularly thinking about, you know, what I can bring to the show, and you know, like it's really kind of like a document of all of our lives. Because if you go back and listen to it, you know, we're really kind of chronicling like the things that happen to us throughout the week and like our thoughts and stuff. And it's kind of interesting to go back and listen to old episodes of like where our minds were at.
I'm sure the really old ones when we were at the storage place were hilarious.
Oh, easily.
It was a different kind of vibe, I bet. And we've taken it up a notch with the production and stuff, and the show is more of a show.
We used to actually have to hold our own microphones and whatnot.
when you're talking about production, just like Drunk said before, is like giving kudos to Mike. Like it is all you. And I think when we say it's your show, it's not because we don't feel like we're a part of it or that we're contributors or that our voices don't matter. It's that you are the one that puts all the work into what our listeners hear every week. I mean, the production on any of our bits, that's all you. That's all Mike. So I want to thank you for everything that you do for the show.
1,000%.
Thanks, I guess. But, yeah.
I take the compliment.
I don't know I don't know how to do it. It's weird. Stop
it. One time we're all complimenting you about something that you actually do and that we agree with you on. You can't just say, yeah.
We're not shitting on your condiment guns. We're saying, great job, Mike.
Right. Yeah, when it goes that direction, I don't know how to handle it.
Right. When I poo-poo your bacon restaurant, you get all mad.
No, Trump. The Raising Cane's, they sell one thing. They sell chicken fingers. That's all they sell.
Well, they sell chicken fingers. They sell the coleslaw. They sell the
right. They have a couple of sides that go with the chicken fingers.
Yeah. They sell and the sauce, ranch which and
is barbecue. Place is always full of places. Sauce. They're probably making a shit ton of money because they don't have that varied menu. They have one goddamn thing. They serve chicken fingers. You go in there, they got fucking chicken fingers. They got a fuckload of them. That's what they sell. You go to the bacon restaurant. All they have, small bag of bacon, medium bag of bacon, large bag of bacon.
And a bacon sandwich?
You get a Texas toast. Texas toast. You can get a bacon sandwich if you want that's on the Texas toast. Texas toast comes as a side.
But you have to make it yourself.
Yeah, we'll give you a couple pieces of Texas toast. You decide to make that into a sandwich. That's your fucking problem.
You can ask for a side of tomato and lettuce if you want to, but who really eats that shit?
I'm telling you, it'd be a great restaurant. You go through a little drive-through, you get a small bag of bacon in the morning, you get a small bag of bacon for lunch. Who gives a shit? It's a small bag of bacon. But that's
bacon
all you sell. Is bacon.
Bacon will sell anything. There was a couple of taverns around here that experimented with bacon nights where I think it was like every Tuesday. It was all you can eat bacon. They would just put giant plates of bacon on the bar to get you to sit there and eat bacon and just to drink a shit ton of alcohol because bacon's salty. As much as you like bacon, you're going to drink a bunch of beverages. So it might as well be alcoholic beverages that you pay $5, $6, $7, $8 a pop for.
Right. That the restaurant will make $1 million, Travis. $1 million.
First year.
Boom. And Mama June is still pretty unattractive.
Still pretty gross.
Hey there, this is Davian Dent from Strange Times, wishing all at Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks a happy fucking 300th show. Fucking hell, you bunch of monkey little cunts, I can't believe you've done it. That's not bad, actually. Not bad, considering your obvious limitations, physically and mentally, culturally, and things like that. I am quite genuinely stunned. It's not often I'm stunned. The last time I got stunned was when I accidentally sat on a dildo. But that aside, keep on trucking, you fuck splints. I hope to see another... See? What cunt? I hope to hear another 300 of your fucking show soon. Do it!
Hey, this is Brett and Adam from the Hot Butter Podcast. We just wanted to take a second and congratulate our friends over there at the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks on making it to 300 episodes. It's really hard to do. I know it takes a lot of commitment. And I realized that once the Hot Butter Podcast came along, it was difficult for you guys to swallow your pride and realize and come to the realization that you're going to have to put together a better show every week in order to compete with the likes of us. And I can appreciate that. And I just wanted to say that I'm proud of that you guys stuck with it. I think that you guys are doing a really great job. And I can't wait to hear you guys for another 300 episodes. Is there anything you'd like to say, Adam?
Yeah, I mean, coming from the heart, if I had a fuck doll right now, excuse my language, and there excused. Was four dicks that I could take and put into that fuck doll until ejaculation, it would be the dicks of Mike, Napier, Travis, and Drunk. If I had a fuck doll that had a giant cock and there was four buttholes, and truly buttholes, that I could rest upon those dicks, that dick, it would be the buttholes of Mike, Napier, Travis, and Drunk.
I'm not really sure where you're going with all this.
That's how much I think that what you've done is awesome. It's well deserved.
Sure.
I mean, who wouldn't want that? I mean, to do something as amazing as this, 300 episodes, that's fucking, I would do that for you. I would get you those dolls.
Amazing would be doing 300 episodes in a year. I mean, they've been doing this for like 14 years, so.
Yeah, I know. From what you've sort of just informed me about the length that they've been doing this, I mean, fucking.
I think they started in middle school.
I'm actually kind of, this is pretty much a waste
Travis
of time.
But, hair.
You know, foot jobs around, filet of fish sandwiches, Dr. Pepper, whatever. I'd like to have a fucking filet of fish party with
some
you
RB
boys.
Euros on the house.
Yeah, no, you know what I like? I'd like to share with you. I'd like to get a 5-piece chicken tender from Arby's with buffalo sauce and ranch. And I double dip, and I'd like to give each of you one of the five, and then I'd have the fifth. And we could have a meal together. And we could, you know,
awful.
Bask in the 300 episodes and share, you know, love and life together.
All right. Well, in all honesty, it would have been a lot better if you guys did 300 episodes in a year. It had been a little easier for us to congratulate you on. But anyway, you know, cool, man. Way to go. It's yeah. Awesome, guys.
In all honesty, we love you.
Thanks for having us.
Welcome to your shout out with Shannon and Scott.
I'm Shannon.
And I'm Scott.
And together,
we're congratulating you on 300 episodes. Let's try that again. Congratulating you on 300 episodes.
And consider our beef officially squashed.
Still smoking cigarettes.
It's 2017. You have to have digital cigarettes now.
Jesus, everybody I know that smoked cigarettes for like decades, none of them smoke anymore.
Well, I still know some that smoke. One of them told me that he got pneumonia when he first started trying to vape. So he quit that shit.
We have I don't know. We only have like 40 some employees at my place of work. And at one time, I swear to Christ, like half of the people smoke cigarettes. And now I think there's like maybe one person that actually smokes cigarettes still.
Oh, when I'm outside in the break room area doing my little vapey vape for break. Yeah, there's maybe one other person out there smoking and everybody else is vaping.
Mm-hmm. I just fucking suck on my vapey thing at my desk.
Vape. Oh, God, if they allowed me to do that, I wouldn't leave my fucking desk. I would sit there all goddamn day long.
I do. It actually has made me a little bit more productive because I rarely get up.
There's no reason to get up. You can just sit there and vape. I've told my bosses, like, look, you make the decision. I'll sit here all fucking day. You'll have me for 8 hours, 9 hours, 10 hours, however long you want me here. As long as I can sit here and smoke my goddamn thing, I don't give a shit about leaving.
Right. I just need my nicotine.
Just give me my nicotine every once in a while. Ask if I need chicken wings. Just keep them coming. You will never see me leave this place. You'll have to surgically remove my ass from my chair.
So some of my favorite memories from the show
it was
a bit, but it wasn't a bit. Fucking whenever we came on, Paul would accuse the show before us of being pedophiles every time. And me and Mike would look at each other like, Paul, what are you doing?
No, there was a guy, there was two guys. Travis, this might have been before you listened, when we were on Radio FUBAR and that libertarian show was on before us.
Oh, I vaguely remember that.
And they started doing a show before us, and Paul said, how long do I have to wait before I can start being dicks to these guys?
And Mike said 4 weeks, and literally within that fourth week, boom.
Yeah, Paul gets on and
we would do crossovers.
Idle Hands is still fucking playing, and Paul goes, yeah, those pedophiles on before us went long. And he had this elaborate theory about how libertarians are pedophiles, and I forgot his reasoning. It was something about...
It's because they don't want you to know, or they don't care what's going on as long as it's in your house or whatever.
It's something like that. Yeah, yeah. And the guy called in. It was the most like awkward, uncomfortable I think I've ever been.
But it was hilarious.
Yeah, yeah. But, yeah. And that's funny, is because I kind of feel like when I get uncomfortable with stuff going on the show, like when I get mad, when on the live show that we did this week, I'm not going to say tonight because we're pretending like this wasn't done right after our live show. This
is a completely different time.
You know, we were having problems with getting Napier on Skype, and I was really irritated.
Oh, were you fake radio angry guy?
No, I wasn't fake angry guy. I was angry guy. I was pissed off.
You're fake angry guy.
I did not like that
What are you doing? Just come here and you start
getting Napier on Skype. But in the chat room, people are like cheering it on. They're excited that it's going wrong.
Oh, when you become angry guy, that's the best.
And
literally the best.
That's such a weird thing that, like, the listeners like when things go wrong. I mean, like, I try really hard every week when we do this live show to have it all go off without a hitch. I try to get the guests on at a specific time. When I email people, I say, fucking get on at 8:30 because that's when we're going to break and we want to come back from break with you. We're live. Don't fuck this up for me. And so, like, I put a lot of effort into trying to make the show good and, like, go well and everything start at the right time. And it seems like people like it better when we fuck up.
Oh, yeah.
Why is that?
Let Napier forget to do the ending. That is amazing.
It takes you right back to reality television. People want the train wreck. People want to look at the crazy nonsense that happens or can happen.
So
that's
then,
right.
Looking for.
So then I guess the question, Travis, is if we know that they want the train wreck, are we giving them the train wreck on purpose?
No way, man. You don't become angry guy every week. It's probably maybe a once a month thing.
That's got to be a special treat. Yeah, it's got to be natural. Otherwise, people can smell that shit.
Are we the Jersey Shore?
No. I don't know.
Everybody really likes Sit Down Napier.
Yeah, and like, you didn't have fun then.
Oh, no, I had a great... It was great afterwards.
Yeah, you didn't like that at all. You quit the show, Napier. But everybody still references that. They love that you got mad and quit the show.
Exactly. See, you give them what they want.
But do we give them what they want, Napier? Because
not often.
60% of the time.
Are we just dancing monkeys? Are we dancing monkeys, Napier?
Yeah, we're here for entertainment. I mean, if the people ain't entertained, why would they listen?
Are you not entertained?
The WFOD circus.
So, yeah. Guys, that was it. That's the show. Travis, do you have anything you want the people to know about? Travis?
No, man. I think I said everything I wanted to say this episode.
You got it all out. You left it all on the table.
I got it all out. I purged myself of all of my feelings. I think I've said everything I wanted to say.
So, Drunk's pick of the week. I don't know. Travis might have done this already. I don't know. But have you had the Reese's with the Reese's pieces inside of them?
Oh, I bought a big box of them at Sam's Club, Drunk. Oh, my goodness. Drunk, you know what? Drunk, you know what?
Oh, because it's a celebration.
You're going to give me one?
Drunk, because it's a celebration?
Can I take one home for my lady, too? Because, I mean, that's what
you
Napier
don't get
does.
Drunk.
Hold on.
You don't get two, Drunk.
Hey, guys.
Don't be greedy.
I need one for my lady. Oh, this is a two-pack, so we're good.
You know the funny thing that you bring that up is because I did bring that up like months ago because it is one of the most amazing things ever. We were on spring break with my kids, or I was on spring break with my kids last week, and I took them to Dairy Queen for lunch, and they got their little blizzards, and they have Reese's Extreme Blizzards right now. Ooh. It is Reese's Pieces and Reese's Peanut Butter Cups with chocolate topping and peanut butter topping all blended in to the ice cream, and was one of my favorite things that exists.
I bet. Napier, pick of the week?
Yes, Mike. My pick of the week is take a bunch of those Sourhead treats.
Sour Patch Kids?
No, the Warheads. Warheads.
Warheads. At first they're sour, but then they're sweet.
Yeah. Throw those into your vodka, and that way you have really shitty tasting vodka. Found that out today. It was great. That's my pick.
You gotta let it soak longer, man. You gotta let it soak longer.
Oh, they're soaking right now,
guys.
And getting no better.
We did it. It was a full week, and I don't feel like we really lagged at all. I think we pulled it off.
Buddy. Travis, I need you to mail me a bell.
You need a baby bell.
I had fun doing the extra content. I feel like it was a good time.
Absolutely.
So stay tuned for our Pinterest-centric podcast coming in August.
Travis, you got any good recipes?
Oh, man. I pinned some.
I saw a good thing to make ribs in the crock pot with a root beer and honey.
Corned beef and sauerkraut in the crock pot.
That's my mama.
Oh,
wants you to know it's over.
Well, bye.
It's Napier. Join us live Monday nights at 9, 8 central on strangelabel.com. You can listen to back episodes at wfodix.com. Call in, leave us a voicemail at 636-487-HAND. That's H-A-N-D. Interact with us on Twitter at wfodshow or facebook.com/wfodix. Email your comments to wfodshow@gmail.com. Special thanks to our Patreon sponsors, Brian Kranz, Liquid Lozenge, Harry Balls Anya, and Joni B. Come back next week. We'll do this again, probably.
Hey guys, Mike here. If you go to WFODix.com and look under the Extras tab, you'll find a link to our Patreon. That gives you the opportunity to donate your hard-earned dollars to support the amateur cocksuckers who do that podcast you're considering removing from your iTunes library. Look, it's there if you want it. If not, just click on something else, like our outdated bio or the collection of songs Napier butchered. We're just happy you exist. The world is a cold, cold place without those sweet, sweet likes.